Tell you, while the spotlight was on up north, it was magnificent to see what was going on at Moonee Valley. The battle between Bo Mertens and Craig Williams was a sight to behold. And Bo is certainly not taking any backward steps. He joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. How are you, Bo?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Very well. Mate, could you believe it at the start of the day if someone said you're going to ride a double today, but you'll come out one behind or one less in front in the premiership?
Yeah, it was a bit of a funny day. He'd get one and I'd get one, and well, he sort of thought it was going to be like that all day, but I was happy to come out still on top, so it was a good day.
Is there any banter, any words between you and the jockey's room when you're going one for one?
Yeah, well, we sort of sit on the same row as each other, and all day we'll sort of all of us are having a bit of a laugh about it, so no, it was a bit of fun, actually.
You're only so young, it's been well written and spoken about, but how are you handling the pressure? Because it would be a huge achievement if you could pull off the premiership.
Yeah, I'm not too bad, actually. I sort of set out to my goal to be to sort of win the Apprentice Metro Premiership, and that was sort of the main focus, and all this has come about, and I'm sort of just taking it as whatever happens now is a bit of a bonus.
When you look up and you see Craig Ryder winner, are you just saying a little curse word to yourself?
Oh, it's obviously it's not a good word, but we still got 2 months left, so
exactly.
There's no rush to be sort of getting too far ahead in the ice, though.
Well, it certainly gives us something to focus on over the winter months, the build up to the premiership on Saturday. Talk us through a few of your winners. I thought Gravis was outstanding, and it was a lovely ride by yourself.
Yeah, I thought I was actually pretty happy to be on him going into Saturday. I thought his wins that he had were quite nice. I was just worried whether he was going to be getting to the end of his prep or not, but he seemed to have held on quite nice, and when I let his head go, you know, he really let down nice.
What did you make of the track on Saturday? First time at the Valley for a while?
Yeah, I thought it was nice. It played quite even. The fence was a little softer than, you know, three to four out towards the middle of the track, but I thought it played fair. The sort of horses were coming from behind and sort of up on the pace as well, so I thought they had in good order.
Whistle Baby was a dominant win. David Gately labelled her his best of the weekend on Friday, and he certainly wasn't wrong. She had a bit of class on the opposition.
Yeah, she definitely did. I knew she was a good ride, but I didn't know she was winning as good as she did. She was out there and very switched on. We had a nice run with 3D with a bit of cover, and just got her going into it a bit earlier, and she cruised up outside him very quick and put him away very, very nicely.
She give you the feel, or was there any indication from the stable that they might pick out another race for her in the near future?
They didn't let me know, but I'm sure they'd be looking for her to be going somewhere else now. I'm sure they're just happy to get one on with her. You know, she's been running good races without actually winning, so I'm sure they'll just wrap to get one on the ball with her. But I'd say they'd be planning out a race for her in the near future very soon.
Chaser Horizon was a good run. He's honest, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. We just had a very awkward gate from that start. Didn't really give us much options, and when I got it, I didn't really have anything to follow into the corner, and probably should have held him up a bit longer than I did, but he was very tough, and he is on his horse.
What happened to Four Sisters, Bo? It looked like, did she lock a draw, or didn't get round the valley?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of both. Sort of, since I got a bit of cover on her, she was laying out quite severely, and I could just do enough to hold her in behind him, and as soon as sort of the side straight come, she really started doing quite bad, and she just started getting wider and wider out. So I just sort of didn't push her out. I just let her go because didn't really want to waste a run on her. But something very went amiss there. We couldn't really work it out. She pulled up and the vet had a look at her, and there was nothing, no signs of her being anything wrong with her. But I think it was just an off day for her.
Mm. You've had a few suspensions recently, Bo. Are you cognizant, or do you take much note of that when you head into a meeting with so much on the line that you've got to be a little bit more careful during the run?
Yeah, just all my 2 weeks out, obviously, had a good think about it, and I've just slowed myself down a bit. I was sort of getting a lot of rides with a lot of sort of nice horses, and I was sort of trying to make things happen when I should have just been slowing down. So I think that's just going to be my mindset now. Just go a bit easier and don't be rushing too much in races, because it was obviously being a bit effective and was getting me in a bit of trouble. So just slowing things down.
So more patience. When you do that, have you got a mentor or is it your master? Who do you talk to about that and review what you may be doing right or wrong?
Oh, we obviously got a lot of mentors. I got my dad, obviously, and the coaches, Darren Gauchy and Matt Pumpe, you know, they're really good with all of us. And also my master, Michael Kent, you know, we brought down and saw the videos of when I got the time on Saturday, and we both had a look through them. So, yeah, got a lot of mentors to help me out, which is good. It puts me on the right path to sort of improve on my riding.
What's your dad been telling you about this this premiership battle? Does he give you much encouragement, or does he review the races and is a bit tough on you post-day?
He just, with the premiership, he just says, just let it be. You know, if it happens, it happens. It's, you can't make it happen. So he just said to keep riding what you are, and, you know, the winners will come. But he said you can't think about it too much, otherwise it's just going to get to you and you'll eventually crack. So he's just telling me to just do what I'm doing, because it's obviously working, and obviously gives me a spray when I don't run one of the best. But it's actually, I think it's a good tool to have. It makes you learn anyway.
Would you like to see Craig with a couple of good books up at Brisbane the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, I definitely would. I think he's going to the Stratty this Saturday, so it gives me a weekend to sort of get a few ahead if I can get a couple winners.
Well, good on you, Bo. Well done on the weekend. It's a great battle. It'll go down to the wire, no doubt.
Thanks, Wes. Appreciate it.
Bo Mertens there. He was